it takes at least 3 years to have production from a new crop of pepper or cocoa or coffee. Yes,
it seems like you're getting your exports up, you're getting better prices for the product, you're selling a unique product because of the specific qualities of the product in Sao Tome.
Yes, but we are selling on the organic and fair trade market.
Right? Yes, indeed.
Not just to any traditional kind of market, meaning that the partner, our private partner, is within this ethical kind of rules of the game. Eh? It complies with them.
Are you seeing that the other farmers, the guys that you weren't working with previously, are coming to you and saying, listen, we see this is working. Can you please help us as well?
Absolutely. This is happening every day. As I said before, we keep on expanding the number of communities covered by the project. I do not talk about single farmers. I talk about communities because the producers are organized according to their community into first level associations. One association can include several communities, and the associations are rounded up in an apex organization, which is the export cooperatives. So the farmers are responsible from production up to the export of their dried selected cocoa beans. What I've tried to explain this morning through this Sao Tome experience is just one of the way to react to these climatic changes. Just to explain how smallholders can adapt to these changes and at the same time stay alive. This private partnership has been essential to the success of the project, not just because the market access, not just only because the market access they have provided us with, but also because the know-how and technology they have brought into the project. So I mentioned before we have four private partners. All of them have been experiencing similar experiences in different countries of the world. So what they did has been bringing in the technology they developed in these other countries and adapting it to Sao Tome. This has been, you know, for us gaining a very fast and effective manner and knowledge that it would have taken ages for us to develop. The success is a combination of factors, the fact that IFAD was there with money, but at the same time flexible enough and open enough to accept this collaboration with the private sector. The fact that we have a private sector prepared to work along these ethical lines, but at the same time prepared to make available knowledge and technology they had already in-house, though developed in other developing countries worldwide. So it has been really a combination of elements that have played to the success of the project.